You're listening to SBS News.
It's been met with accusations of bringing Donald Trump's America to Australian democracy.
This is about undermining support for the democracy here. It's about the exact tactics that we saw from Donald Trump. That's what this government's doing.
That was Labor frontbencher Tony Burke arguing against the bill brought to Parliament today. The government's proposed voter ID laws are aimed at preventing ballot box fraud. And as Prime Minister Scott Morrison says, it will help prevent Australians from voting multiple times.
It's not an earth-shattering proposal that when you go to vote, that you should be able to say you are who you are and provide some form of identification to support that. That's an important protection for our democracy.
But Labor's Indigenous Australia spokeswoman, Linda Burney, argues the laws could exclude people from participating on polling day, especially those from marginalised groups.
Many First Nations people actually don't have a birth certificate. I'm not talking about a few people. I'm talking about a lot of people.
Labor also claims the laws are unnecessary. This week, the Australian Electoral Commission told Senate estimates just over 2,000 people voted more than once at the last election in 2016. Of those, 24 were referred to the Australian Federal Police, but no one was prosecuted. Here's Electoral Commissioner Tom Rogers.
I think we're lucky in Australia in that the evidence of multiple voting to date has been, as I've said previously, vanishingly small compared to the size.
Concern over the proposed laws is also shared by the Australian Human Rights Commission. Its president, Professor Rosalind Croucher, says election integrity is vital, but this might not be the way to go about it.
The Commission considers that the proposed methods are not proportionate. And in a country where not only do we have the right to vote, but we're required to exercise it, then disenfranchising or potentially disenfranchising certain cohorts of our community is not a good outcome.
Requiring people to bring identification to the polling booth would be a major change to the way Australian elections are held. The government says it will bring Australia into line with other liberal democracies such as parts of the United States, Canada and Sweden, and promises no one will be prevented from voting. And Ben Morton, Australia's Special Minister for State, says there are provisions for Indigenous Australians without traditional forms of ID.
Now, under this legislation, Mr Speaker, not one voter will be turned away from a polling booth for any reason. This bill will allow Indigenous Australians to use documents from Indigenous land councils.
There are still comparisons with the system in the US, which has been called a form of voter suppression. But electoral analyst Dr. Kevin Bonham says there's less risk of that happening here.
I think this is down the lower end of the scale. Any attempts in the US are more of an issue because voting in the US is voluntary. So whenever you create any barriers to voting in the US, that increases the chance that people may choose to not vote.
The bill is due to be voted on in the House of Representatives in the next sitting weeks at the end of November. If it passes, it'll then be debated in the Senate, where the government doesn't have the same majority it has in the lower house. So whether these new regulations will come into force before the next election remains to be seen. Krishani Danji, SBS News.